It's May 24th, 2009, and welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Please join me in prayer. O God of earth and sky, as Jesus came among us in Bethlehem to raise us up to heaven, so today we recall his departing from us at Jerusalem to be in all places. Though he is hidden from our sight, enable us to abide in him by the power and grace of the Holy Spirit, until his mercy and grace fill your whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. That was Holy Spirit, Love Divine, sung by the CMU Jazz Band. Our theme is Harmony at Home. The scripture is taken from Ephesians chapter 5. Our speaker is Connie Epp, pastor at River East Mennonite Brethren Church in Winnipeg.
In Ephesians 5, Paul addresses husbands and wives in their relationship with each other. In understanding this passage today, it is imperative to try and grasp what Paul's original intent was. This letter was written at a time when Jewish culture did not consider women to be persons, but rather things to be owned. Education in the synagogue was only for the boys and men. Important societal issues and matters were discussed and implemented by males. And Greek culture was no better. Women were confined to their homes while the men found friendships, work, activities, and pleasures of all kinds in the wider community. Paul was clearly appalled at the abuses he saw in marriage relationships and sought to address it in this passage. He directs only the first quarter of his words to wives, but the remaining three quarters of the passage is aimed at husbands. And the image he offers as a model for marriage is the relationship between Christ and the church. In verse 29, he describes how Christ relates to the church, nourishing it and tenderly caring for it. In a culture where only men had opportunities for higher learning, naturally women were expected to respect that learning. But at the same time, Paul challenged the men that theirs was not an abusive role or an opportunity to wield their power in the home. This was a love relationship where, as stated in Ephesians verse 29, the men should love their wives as they would their own bodies. In other words, marriage partners should treat one another with the respect they would each want to be treated. Paul plainly states in Galatians 3 that we are all one in Christ, that divisions are gone forever. There is no distinction between Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. God sees no value difference between men and women. All are God's beloved, and so there is no excuse for relationships that wield power one over another. But sadly, the very passage that is addressed to husbands and wives here in Ephesians 5, this very passage that seeks to bring health and balance to the marriage relationship, this passage has been misused over the centuries in the exact opposite way to suppress women. And it is still being used by some in that way today. Words like submit and head tend to steer us off track. These words are not accurate English translations, and much of the nuance of the original Greek intent has been lost in them. Submission in the original Greek did not mean to be subservient to, but leaned more in the direction of being supportive or responsive to the loved one. And as for the husband being head of the wife, the word head in Greek that Paul uses does not refer to ultimate authority or domination, or the one who has the final say, but rather as someone who stands before his beloved in battle, one who defends and is willing to put himself on the front lines. To use this passage as an excuse for a marriage where there is an imbalance of power is a sinful misuse of Paul's intent. In a healthy marriage, neither partner has ultimate rule. In a healthy marriage where love, as Christ loves the church, is nourished, there is no space for either partner wielding their authority. Christian marriage is about mutual respect and love and care. Christian marriage is about listening and hearing and working together as a team. In this way, spouses can most effectively partner in building God's great kingdom of peace. And that, my friends, is Paul's primary goal. Amen.
That was God of Our Life, sung by Associate Professor Henrietta Schellenberg. Discipleship was the educational model of Jesus 2,000 years ago, and that model is still effective today. CMU's discipleship program, called Out of Town, is a program that provides learning through observation, hands-on experience, mentoring, and classroom instruction. The program involves group travel to another culture where much of the learning takes place. With me today is Laura Carmichael. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
Some questions for you. You have just recently returned from a full semester in South Africa. What situations or personal encounters in that country have left a lasting impression on your life?
One thing that I really noticed being in South Africa is how much different values are juxtaposed between North America and South Africa, in particular, valuing time and valuing relationships. we walked to town with a woman named Mama P, and throughout the time, it probably took us 45 minutes, what would have taken 2 minutes in Canada, because she stopped to talk to every single person along the way, really showing that the community that she was a part of, she wanted everyone to be included in.
Ah, an interesting idea indeed. I understand that there was an expansion to an important part of South Africa in the program this year. Tell me about your week in Stellenbosch, working on the project in Karamundi.
In Kayamundi, students were split into groups of four or five, and together with a local guide, they walked through the community, the township, and had the opportunity to do a needs assessment. And while there, they tried to see what the community could benefit from, and then worked with the local guide to implement that. So whether that was planting a garden or building a house or painting a creche.
Sounds like a real hands-on experience there.
Yeah, it was.
That's great. Would you recommend the Out-of-Town Discipleship Program to young people listening to this program today? And if so, why would you recommend it?
I definitely would. It's a year that will challenge people, that will let them accomplish some huge adventures. They'll be stretched and they'll get the opportunity to ask big questions and do it with a group of great friends.
Very good. It's been so good to have you on the program today. Thank you very much, Laura, for being with us.
Thank you.
Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may be interested. June 29th to July 10th, the Canadian School of Peacebuilding courses at CMU with guest lecturer John Bell from Scotland. CMU's multi-sport summer camp will be happening again this summer. The summer camp is for boys and girls, grades 3 to 12, beginning in July and through to August. To register, call CMU or visit our website. CMU's Community School of Music and the Arts offers individual music instruction in all instruments and voice to children, youth, and adults. In addition, we offer music for kids classes for ages 2 to 6, art classes and acting classes for students in grades 2 to 8. Recitals and master classes are great performing opportunities. Please check our website www.cmu.ca/CSMA or call Arlene at 837-4870 to register. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. Or you may listen anytime to the program on the CMU website at cmu.ca and follow the links. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen.